Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. There's a new round of Israeli strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities as the hostilities between those nations start their second week. Talks in Geneva yesterday between Iran's top diplomat and European foreign ministers did not produce a breakthrough, but Iran's foreign minister says there's still a chance for a negotiated end to the fighting.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
CBS's Haley Ott reports that won't happen unless Israel stops attacking.
Missiles over Tel Aviv launched from Iran in the early hours, sending people fleeing to bomb shelters. No casualties were reported, but a fire broke out at an apartment building near the city, and Israel swiftly responded, targeting missile storage and launch infrastructure sites, it said, as well as the Isfahan nuclear site, and killing three Revolutionary Guard commanders.
Mahmoud Khalil, the former Columbia student detained in a federal immigration detention center for more than 100 days, is free now. The Trump administration tried to deport him over his role in pro-Palestinian protest and now plans to appeal his release.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue. This shouldn't have taken 3 months.
On the first day of summer, it is sweltering around many parts of the globe and in the U.S. as well. Health experts are warning people to be careful in the extreme heat. CBS News meteorologist John Elliott.
Summer isn't even a day old, and over 100 million Americans under a heat advisory, watch, or warning stretching from the northern plains all the way to the Gulf and into New England as well.
A federal judge has approved a $7.4 billion opioid settlement against Verdun Pharma. That's another step in the process against the company accused of fueling the nation's opioid crisis. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder explains.
The big sticking point has been legal immunity. So the Supreme Court rejected the original settlement deal because that would have shielded the Sackler family from other lawsuits, including from victims. So that forced a renegotiation of the settlement.
For the first time in nearly 100 years, more than 100 national monuments are up for sale. CBS's Katie Weiss says some involve important moments in civil rights history.
In a statement, the Department of Interior says it's making our parks more efficient, better maintained, and more enjoyable.
I don't buy that. No, for every one federal dollar invested in a national park, they return about $15 to communities that they're located in. That's an enormous, enormous return on investment.
The Trump administration says it is shrinking or revoking some national monuments as part of its anti-DEI movement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Right now it's 84.
Hello, Wisconsin Rapids. We are here at the Cranberry Blossom Fest. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to 97.5 FM WFHR. We are here at the Cranberry Blossom Fest Vendor and Art Fair. I have with me Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing, Lacey?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm great. It's not as hot as I thought it was going to be. The breeze is nice, and the delicious smells coming from this Kiwanis food truck right next to us are fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the vendors that we have here today.
So we try to be very selective and kind of covering everything. So there is something for everyone here, as well as there is the farmer's market going on too. So if you're looking for some fresh produce, they are here until 1 o'clock. And then we are here until 3 p.m. Obviously this is downtown Wisconsin Rapids. There is some limited parking, but please reach out if you need any directions or any additional assistance.
Yeah, and there are parking lots around, so just be prepared to walk a little bit. Put your walking shoes on. Wear your sunscreen, because even if it's cloudy, you know you're going to get burnt. Wear your hats, but the breeze is so nice. And I love the variety of vendors that you have here this year. Do you have some new ones that you haven't had before?
We do. So I know we have a couple that have kind of changed what they do. So it's like some of the same vendors that you see, but a little bit different. Yeah, so we have scripture on shirts, which obviously a lot of quotes. And then we also have some other end, like some camping, stuff like that, a lot of woodworking, some metal crafting. as well as a lot of like the country. We have a country charms, but they are very, very much like that. A lot of boutique type clothing. And then for food vendors, we do have Yum Food Truck. They have some boba. I constantly hear people just yelling that. And then obviously egg rolls. We've got Rocky Rococo's. We do have some farm to table. So they try to use local produce, a little bit on the healthier side, as well as shaved ice to keep you cool today.
Yeah, that can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, and it looks like a very generous amount that they are giving out.
And they have a wide variety of flavors over there, too. I know our little one here got a bubblegum one, and it was delicious. It really was really good. And it cools you right off. But the breeze is nice, so don't be afraid to come on out. Just dress for the weather, drink lots of water, stay hydrated. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Lacey?
Sure. So we do have some local businesses that are down here, like Evolution Throwing Company, so you can kind of do a little bit of axe throwing while you're down here, and then as well as we have some almonds, which I can smell them no matter where I am with the wind hitting you. So obviously those candied almonds, and then kettle corn. We have some dirty soda, which is a newer thing. So obviously check them out. And then some, you know, Epicure, some of those multi-level companies, Pampered Chef, things like that. Tastefully Simple if you're looking to kind of spruce some stuff up at home.
All right. So yeah, we are here all day today. We're here till 3. And at noon, we switch over to live broadcasting on WIRI. And so come down, say hi. We got lots of free stuff to give away. And I say get a jump on your Christmas shopping. Come down. These are unique, one-of-a-kind items you're going to find at these vendors. And thank you for talking with me today, Lacey.
Thank you.
All right, so we are going to go back to our music, which we're delighted to have on WFHR for you today. Pam and I will be back again in a little bit, and we will catch up with you, let you know what's going on down here. I hear that the brats are going at the brat fry. They've already sold 140, so head on down there, get some brats, and then head over here to do some shopping. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Lie wide right above me.
something please me more than you.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover. sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Ooh. Ooh.
Hello, Wisconsin Rapids. We are down here at the Vendor and Craft Fair for the Cranberry Blossom Festival. I'm Melissa Kay.
And I'm Pamela Hilke.
And we're having a great time down here. It's warm, but the breeze is really nice, isn't it, Pam?
Yes, yes. It's just beautiful. There's a little bit of cloud cover, but it's not too hot, and that breeze is blowing through here. So it doesn't feel like it's hot at all.
No, it's not too bad. And we've got such a great lineup of vendors down here. You can start your Christmas shopping early and get unique items that you won't find anywhere else. That'll be one of a kind to give to your family and friends or for yourself. You know what? That's probably a better idea. Shop
for
you.
That's right, right. There's something out here for everyone.
Yes, there is. And there are so many events going on. I know the ice cream social is happening from 1 to 3 today at the Historical Museum, so make sure you get down there for that. But Pam, tell us about the stuff that's happening on Sunday. We haven't talked about that yet.
Yes, well, the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department Kids Fishing Contest will be going on from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning on the East Wisconsin Riverbank, south of Grand Avenue near the old Elks Lodge.
Okay.
And the big Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade starts at noon, hosted by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. That pretty much goes, I believe it goes from the YMCA, on Grand Avenue all the way up to
9th Street.
Yep. So that there's a lot of space there for families to come out, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, sit out and watch the parade. I'm sure
I would suggest bringing a parasol or an umbrella to shade yourself from
right.
the sun, because that's really helping us today.
Yes. Also, the Cranberry Blossom Carnival is going on again last day tomorrow from 4 p.m. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Noon to 4.
Right, 12 p.m. Sorry, I'll
That's
get it
okay.
here. So, and the Duck Derby downtown after the parade about 2:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, they've been selling raffle tickets to adopt a duck, and the ducks get dropped into the river and they float down the river.
Yeah,
so.
And they do a race, and whoever wins the raffle. And then the firefighters collect all of those ducks just after the Grand Avenue Bridge. That's really a cool thing. I hope to see it this year. That breeze is picking up, which is nice for us, but not so nice for some of our stuff on the table. It's a good thing we got Mike and Laura down here to help us out. I know Dottie B is around somewhere, and we got Seth down here. Agatha's here, so you definitely want to get down here to see Agatha. Get some pictures taken with her. She is bopping around.
Ashley's here. Ashley is here, too.
Yeah.
Right. Ashley's here. We got practically the whole crew here, and thank you to James Maloff for running the board today. We appreciate him doing that. We appreciate all of you listeners. Come down and see us down here at on Jackson Street at the or no, sorry, we're not on Jackson
no,
Street.
We're on Second Avenue
and East
West.
And West Grand. Thank you.
Yeah, we're on the west side.
And if you're not here, go get some brats from the high school trap team. They are trying to fundraise. They're out there on 998 Ranger Road. They're serving until at least 5, maybe later if there's still people shooting. So don't hesitate to go down there, get some supper, and help out the trap team to head to Nationals next month. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Pam.
And we are here with 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
The crew crushed the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Minnesota this weekend for a series against the Twins. We'll have a recap of today's game coming up tonight. Last night, the Brewers jumped out to a 12-0 lead. They went on to win by a final score of 17-6. Christian Yelich set a franchise record, knocking in 8 runs batted in. And 23-year-old pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, in only his second start, had a no-hitter for the crew going into the 7th. Manager Pat Murphy says the kid talked him into going back out there one last thing before he gave up that 2-run homer in the 7th.
Absolutely. He was adamant. He wanted to go out for 7 ups. I want to challenge myself. Yes, I'm getting towards the end, but I want to challenge myself. And it was a good time to have him do that.
Did you tell him in advance he'd have a short leash going back out?
Yeah.
So in his first 2 starts, Mizorowski did not allow a single hit through the first 11 innings of his career, the first pitcher to do so in 125 years of professional baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Right now, it's 82.
Go your own way. Go your
got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me once, and she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing. And I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away? To be alone. How do I feel? someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Yeah.
Rapids. We are down here at the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts and Vendors Fair. It is hopping down here. It might be hot, but there's a nice breeze. And man, are the people showing out, and they're bringing their dogs. We've seen so many dogs
walk by, Pam,
haven't we?
Yes, we have. Just saw some corgis go past.
Yeah.
Dog named Bailey. There was quite a variety. And a lot of people, and a lot of arts and crafts sellers here. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm Melissa Kay, and we are down here. Most of our crew is down here, too. We've got Ashley and Agatha, and we got Mike. Daddy B and Seth, Laura's down here. We're all down here having a great time. We're giving stuff away. We've got sunglasses and lip balm if you forgot yours. So make sure you bring that, bring on down and stop by. We've got so many vendors. And there are just a lot of things to see and do. There's a lot of food down here to grab if you're hungry. And a lot of cool things, too. They've got a really delicious-looking shaved ice. I think that's what I'm going to get after we're done here. Pam, what do you think?
I think so. I think I'm going to get some a burger or hot dog, maybe, from the stand next door when I'm done here, too.
Yeah, so, we've got the Kiwanis food truck right next to us. And, man, it does smell good. We've got so many vendor options down here. We're going to be here all day, but this is our last drop-in here on WFHR. Shortly, we'll be switching over to WIRI, where Laura and Dottie B will take over and live broadcast and bring you the updates right here from where we are at, which is 2nd Avenue South in West Grand. We're right on the corner. Right, tell us again where we're by from the old station.
We're right in front of where the old station actually used to be. It was in the building that's a park now, but there was a big building there in the old WFHR building. Was there.
Nice. And you said that there was on the second floor that they would put the microphone out the window to interview people on the streets.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of unique.
Oh, well, if you want to come down and stop by and talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. We appreciate our listeners. We've had a great time down here today. We're going to stick around, but we're switching stations to head over to WIRI here at noon, and we'll be broadcasting live until 2 with Laura and Dottie B, your voices on WIRI. But this is WFHR. I'm Melissa Kay.
And I'm Pamela Hilke.
And you're listening to 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, Homegrown Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know
homie. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's the first day of summer, and as the National Weather Service warned, it's coming in hot. Dangerously so for millions. Mark Chouinard is at the National Weather Service.
Records are possible from portions of like Minnesota, so the Midwest, all the way into the Mid-Atlantic. On Monday alone, could be seeing over 50 records set, stretching from Chicago towards D.C., New York City included as well.
Pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is free from a federal immigration center as the Trump administration tried to deport him.
The hundreds of men who I left behind me shouldn't be there in the first place. The Trump administration are doing their best to dehumanize everyone here.
Israel and Iran are fighting again, Grant Farrett at the BBC.
Iranian media say the sites attacked overnight by Israel included a new